In America, you're no longer allowed to have an opinion. In America, you're no longer allowed to say anything that doesn't follow what mainstream media tells you you're allowed to say, or else, they're going to take your sermon off YouTube, or they're going to try to shut down your website, or whatever. So the point that I was making is, even though the government's going to use this to push their agenda against Bible-believing Christians and just normal people, we need to not be intimidated. And I was just calling for normal people to stand up and say, you know what, enough is enough. We're sick and tired of it. We think it's disgusting, and we're not going to mourn it. It's not a tragedy because they deserve to die.
And you're saying that the media just kind of interpreted what you say, and I just transcribed a portion of your sermon, and you said 50 pedophiles were killed today. No, I think that's great. I think that helps society. I think that Orlando, Florida is a little safer tonight. You also went on to say the tragedy is that more of them didn't die. I mean, the tragedy is I'm kind of upset that he didn't finish the job.
So, would you say if 50 pedophiles not dying is a bad thing?
So you're saying that the Bible preaches hate and violence?
Well, the
I don't think I've
Bible.
ever heard a pastor suggesting those words.
Well, unfortunately, you've never probably heard a pastor preach the Bible. But the Bible definitely teaches that God puts all sorts of laws in the Bible and things that people, you cross the line. The Bible puts the death penalty on killing people. The Bible puts the death penalty on kidnapping people. The Bible puts the death penalty on perverted things like homosexuality, bestiality, things of that nature. So you don't hear that because the average church you go to is just interested in getting your money. So they're just going to tell you, they're just going to give you the nice sugar-coated sermons, which is fine, but there's more to the Bible than just those things.